Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Broad Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Baby, you can fly away with me tonight. Baby,
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we are talking about the vaccines. It's a very, very special broadcast. And with me, I have two folks who kind of host two separate parts of the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, I want to kind of go ahead. You guys know him. He's with me just about every day live on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about Harlem Will Powers. So, again, Harlem Will, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to this particular segment on the vaccines. And also joining us on the line, and it's someone who just recently kind of came aboard the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Miss Linda C. Now, she is we call a hairpreneur. She actually is helping me to co-host the Hairpreneur, which is a brand new segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which speaks to entrepreneurship and all that wonderful good stuff. She runs her own hair extensions business out of New Jersey. So, again, you guys are my guests in a way today on the broadcast. So, again, good morning to both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, well, I want to jump right on in, Linda C. Can you tell everybody, now this whole thing with the vaccines, let's just lead on in. Share with everybody, you're in the West Orange, New Jersey area, but tell us a little bit about the process that, first of all, before we get to the actual vaccine, what was your thinking? Did you have any trepidation, any hesitancy? Or were you just, you know, raring to go and just couldn't wait to jump right on in when it became available for you?
No, well, I did have hesitation because when the vaccine came aboard, you know, everyone was saying, well, how come other stuff is around and they took so long to get out a vaccine and now this happens and suddenly we have something within months. And it was more so of the safety issue for me, of the side effects and everything. So I was going to, because my husband took it because of work, because he's in the healthcare industry. He's in the healthcare industry, and when he knew how I felt about it, I was mortified. So when he went to take it, he did not tell me until I got home. And then I said to the girls, "Where's your dad?" They said, "Well, he's sleeping upstairs." They said, "But it's midday. Like, shouldn't he be at work?" So I let it go, and then I walked upstairs, and I saw him, and he goes, oh, I took the vaccine. I'm like, oh, my God, why didn't you tell me? He goes, this is the reaction. So that kind of, when I saw that he was okay, he just, his arm was a little bit sore, and, you know, I said, okay. That kind of, like, pushed me on, but then I started talking to other healthcare workers, people who I know, and also at the hair salon that I go to. There's a lot of, my girlfriend has a lot of clients who are in the healthcare industry, and they were telling us, and one of the girls who is a scientist, she was telling us how, you know, how safe it was with the Moderna and the work they put it through. So that kind of put me at ease at first. So I went online. I registered for it. I have to tell you, I registered for the Moderna, I think it's the Pfizer down in NJIT. So I go there, and the line was, oh, my gosh, it must have been almost 800 people outside with appointments. And I left work. I was, like, supercharged, and I got there. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this today. So I sent my boss a picture. I said, this is, I don't think I'm coming back. This is, I'm the line was six rows over, and I was in the fifth row. And then they came, yes, it was, I said, I'll never leave. And they came on an announcement. It says, oh, unfortunately, we're still on 10:30 appointments. We underestimated how many response. If please all the handicapped and special needs people come to the front, the whole line shifted. I said, I'll never get this vaccine. So, and then an hour later, a lady comes out and she makes an announcement and she said, unfortunately, we don't have any vaccines. We don't have any left.
Wow.
So I think that was a sign, Carrie, that I should have took the first time that you don't need to take this.
Wow.
So I went back to work. I was telling one of my coworkers, and she said, you know what? I'm going to look. She sent me a text. She said, oh, West Orange is giving the vaccine. This one was the Johnson & Johnson. And so I went in. I registered for it. Boom, I got the appointment. So then she said, then I got another text message for her that morning. She said, you know what, don't take the Johnson & Johnson because they're saying the Moderna is more effective, and that's the one. She's telling me that's the one she took. She says, give me your information, I'll sign you up. So I gave her my information. She signed me up right by my job, and I went in. I mean, at the days leading up to it, I was so nervous. I said, but, you know, I kept saying, it's for a good cause. You're going to be okay. You don't want to get sick. You have children, blah, blah, blah. So I went in, you know, and then I drove up. It was a smooth process. The place was beautiful. It was a new school, and it wasn't like the chaos I had at NJIT where I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the end of the world, versus there it was nice and soothing. You walk in, everyone's nice, and it's quiet, and it's very, very well organized. So I walked in there like
secure.
I was golden. Yes, I felt secure.
Wow.
And I took the shot, and I was nervous because the nurse was asking me all these questions, verify your name, and da-da-da, and this is the Moderna. I guess, I don't know, I signed something. I guess it was a disclosure. I didn't read it. I just signed it. And
probably
and then
some kind of waiver.
I guess so. And then they give you this little cute card, kind of like the old vaccination card you had back in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, and then so I go in, I register. Like, there's like a three-part. You walk in, you give your appointment card, I mean your flyer, and then they scan it. Then you go to another room where they just verify. You have to answer if you had, you know, COVID and all this stuff. And then you go next to the room, to the gym, where now all the tents are up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. It kind of brought me back. And I don't know if you ever watched MASH back in the day.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm dating myself.
You're really dating yourself.
That's how it kind of felt like. But the shot was very easy. You sit for like 15 minutes. They give you like this little sticker you put on your shirt. And after that, they do a roll, kind of like a roll call. If you're 201 and you're feeling fine, you can leave now. So I was 201, and that's the time that I was supposed to leave, so I left.
Give you a snack when you finish?
No, there's no snack. It's just they give you a shot, and they tell you, they ask you if you're a righty or a lefty, and I'm a righty, so I got the shot on my left arm. I didn't feel anything at all. You know, and since I was leaving early for work anyway, I just went straight home. But as I was driving home, I picked up my son and I was talking to my husband on the phone. I said, I'm kind of feeling something, but it kind of felt like I was kind of like a floating experience. So he said, well, hurry up, get home. But it wasn't like, I don't know if it was me just overthinking it because I was explaining to him the process of what I, you know, what I did and stuff like that. So when I got home, I was listening to my book, and it was around like 9 o'clock, and my husband comes upstairs. He says, I found you head first on the computer.
Wow.
So Carrie, I kid you not, around midnight, I woke up, and I felt the room was cold. I said, well, who has the windows open like this? It's very cold outside. And the windows weren't open. I just had chills.
Oh,
I covered with two comforters.
Well, you know what? I want you to just, we're going to bookend you for a moment because that's a great point to turn
yes.
to Harlem Will and get
yes.
his we're going to get him up to that point with you. So I've got to say, Linda, that is just extraordinary, Miss Linda C. I'm just blown away at your ability and the great way that you just explained all of that. It was like I was right there beside you. Okay, that's how it sounded to me. Harlem Willpower, my amazing, great co-host on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so excited. What was your, did any of this ring true to you? Now, you're in New York. You're in Harlem. Hence Harlem Willpowers. So did any part of this, Linda's story, kind of play true to your experience, Will?
I would say yes, to the extent where I was very apprehensive to.
Oh, you're coming in a little low, Will. Yeah.
Let me see. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can, we can hear you, but for some reason you're a little low. Maybe it's just me. Go right ahead.
All right. Sorry about that. Because since I got the vaccine, I'm actually out and about.
Oh, listen to this. Now, you guys, I want to make sure you heard that.
He has a new lease on life.
Exactly. Harlem Will is out and about.
Yes.
I was like, I got the vaccine shot. Am I allowed in? Am I allowed in? I got it? Okay.
Wow.
So, when I went and got this shot, at first, before, I was a little apprehensive about getting the shot myself because, you know, I thought about the history. I thought about the situation going on right now, how it's an emergency usage, right? So I'm taking all of that into account, and I'm thinking, all right, maybe, I don't know, but as a first responder, I'm an ambulance driver. I'm part of EMS, part of EMT as an ambulance responder. As a first responder, I go in and I say, you know what? After being in contact with a lot of patients and being in and out of hospitals.
And we're going to jump in and salute you on being a first responder, Harlem Will. That is extraordinary work. And the Hair Radio
yes.
Morning Show thanks you.
No, thank you. It's much appreciated. It's something that it came to, it was a calling that I answered. You know, it was something I was glad to. So as going in and out of these hospitals, after going in and out of these hospitals and being in contact with these patients for so long, eventually it dawned on me, you know, the bright idea to go, you know what, since I'm going in and out, I might as well take this medicine. I might as well take the vaccine and you know, just to have as a precaution. Because I am going in and out of the hospitals and I'm gonna be in contact, you know, whether through third contact with somebody who's been a part of a unit or somebody who's been in a hospital where they had the floor, which is pretty much every hospital would have a COVID floor. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take the vaccine. And the first, I'll say right now, from the first two shots that I take, that I took, I mean the first and then the second, the follow-up shot that I took, the only thing that was very consistent was the arm soreness, I would say. When you go to raise your arm, you definitely feel like you was working out your deltoids very, very intensely. But after that, after the second booster shot, which is one that they always tell people to be aware of, and if you are working, to take the day off for the second booster shot, because that's the one that's going to really, you know, kick the symptoms into high gear. I didn't get too many symptoms that were flaring up, so to speak, or if anything, anything above the a mild consideration. I got a mucus buildup, mucus in the nose. I got a mucus buildup. I had a slight cough, but above that, that stuff was gone in about, I would say, 3 days because I drank water. I was eating oranges, getting my vitamin C. I would take my walks outside. I try to exercise regularly, but I would definitely take my walks outside, some vitamin D being outside. The symptoms were very mild for me. So then it's funny, after the second shot, they do tell you to wait 15 minutes. After every shot, they tell you to wait 15 minutes to see what the symptoms are, if you have any side effects, to see if you're okay. But after the second shot, 2 weeks, they say wait 2 weeks to see what is the final result. And after more than 2 weeks, I'm fine. I'm okay. As you can hear, I am out and about drinking tequila on a Sunday.
Wow. That is just an amazing, amazing story. Now, so Harlem, well, you're looking around. You're out and about right now. We're actually out and about with you through the beauty of radio. We get to be with you virtually. So when you look around where you are right now, what are you seeing? Are you seeing others who are still wearing the masks? Have you been able to engage with anyone who might be sharing also that they are, you know, have had their shots? What has been the atmosphere in your out and aboutness this morning?
So far, a couple of people. Well, I would say a couple of people outside of today shared with me that they got their shots, but they kept the mask on. But I would say being out and about, everybody is still wearing their mask for the most part. When we come inside, you are getting your temperatures tested. So temperatures taken, excuse me. So people are still being very cautious and very aware of what the situation is, you know, what the new normal is at this point. But people are still they are beginning to open up, and I think that's just happening because the weather is also getting warmer. But I can't say, as you can hear the music in the background, yes, people are very much ready to get out and about. And I would say that's probably coming more from people, from the weather changing. But not too many people today that spoke to me about getting their shots. But the people that I did talk to about getting their shots, yeah, they feel relieved. They felt a level of relief where they said, yeah, I'm just waiting for the next set of rules to be able to come down so that we know, you know, if we're allowed to take our mask off around other people who have taken their vaccine shots, which is what something I think the CDC has announced, but I don't want to make that, you know, a hard line stance, but that has been mentioned that if people have taken the shots and you're around other people that have taken the shots, you're allowed to take your mask off.
That's what I believe I've heard as well. Well, that's just amazing, and it sounds like you're just having a blast over there, Harlem. Well, you're about the best poster child for this vaccine that I've ever heard, and I'm just blown away. Linda C., let's turn to you for a moment. I think you might be in between some of those shots if it's where we are right now.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, how do you feel towards, you know, hearing all of this about what Harlem Will is saying, and folks are now kind of like, going out and about after having those two shots. So is that kind of an incentive for you to get this second shot, how does it make you feel?
Well, I mean, I am taking the second shot. The only thing is I'm just afraid of the side effects. And I was reassured, well, I got two mixed messages from different people stating that, oh, if you have the side effects the first time, the second time it should be a breeze. And then other people are telling me that had the second shot that they didn't have symptoms the first time, but the second time just like Harlem Wolf said that it will, you know, you may need to take a day off, you know, for the day after. But I'm scared because, I mean, I had symptoms up 2 weeks after I've taken it. And, you know, that's my biggest fear is that not being able, because I did experience like the tightness of the chest, and I started exercising, you know, more just to open up, you know, my lungs and to kind of like, you know, stretch out a little bit more. But I'm just nervous, to be honest with you, because I don't want to be in that, you know, because I told you I walked out of there. Like, I was like, you know, that song that goes in your head, money, 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 money. But I wasn't rich, but I'm like, I have a whole new lease on life with my little sticker, you know, like I got my shot.
Right.
But I mean, I am going to take it. I am going with an open mind. And, you know, I've been doing the same things, taking my vitamins. I took my zinc every single day. I take my, you know, multivitamins plus more. So I'm just hoping for the best that,
well,
you know.
Yes, it sounds like you're off and running, and and I'm sure everything will be just fantabulous. And
yeah.
And it's just an amazing thing to have you guys on. You know, in two separate parts of this, and you guys are in different states.
Yeah.
Harlem Will
mm-hmm.
is in New York, of course.
And you took the Pfizer or the Moderna?
Harlem Will, are you still there? Which do you recall?
I took the Pfizer.
Oh, see, I took the Moderna.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, we've got a variety this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That is just amazing. Now, both of those require the two shots.
Yes.
So that is, you know, and at this time, I do want to kind of speak to this just a tad, because we're rolling out an ongoing series on the vaccines. We will be having folks on at different parts in the process and checking back in as we move along. Even after the shots, we are going to continue to follow Harlem Will Powers closely.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Miss Linda C. out of New Jersey. We want to follow you guys throughout your, you know, your respective journeys on this, because this
Definitely.
Is big news to us. And for those of us who have not been vaccinated yet, I'm raising my hand out there as the host, but I want to say this. I support whatever folks are doing, and I'm looking forward to getting more information, and this is what this whole segment is about, and hopefully we can, you know, do whatever we feel individually is the safest route to take. And I think
and everybody's different too, so everybody's immune system is different, so I may have one reaction and then other people completely. My parents both took it and they were fine, like nothing, just a sore arm and that was it, you know.
Wow.
So it all depends on the person's immune system.
Yes, I think, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Harlem Will, any closing thoughts today on the vaccine?
Closing thoughts, I would say there needs to be way more discussions on the vaccines. I will say this, I am very disappointed in the media's coverage and our elected officials' transparency on what the vaccine is, you know, how it was carried out, the transparency as far as the execution, what are the results, particularly with the Black community, because the Black community is the most apprehensive to going out there and taking the vaccines, and yet we are the most vulnerable to the virus because we are the essential workers. We are the first responders a majority of the time, and our community is hit the hardest usually by these pandemics or any kind of virus of such nature. So I think that there needs to be a much zealous attitude towards the discussion of that, of the vaccine, to really enlighten people about what's going on with the vaccine, because it needs to be discussed. And we're in my opinion, since it seems to be safe, we would be in need of it the most. And I think that's what we need to have. That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen. More of a discussion on it, and we need to discuss it more and be informed more about what it is, what it can do, what are the pros and what are the cons about it. That's my overall thoughts about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Harlem Will Powers. And I just want to say to that, that's what this is all about right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this is why we started this new, this new recurring series all about the vaccines, because it is important that the right information gets out there. And as far as the political nature and all of the ancillary parts to this, we will be taking a look at this as we kind of move along with this amazing series right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Harlem, well, thank you for that. And what about you, Linda C., out of Jersey, I should say.
I mean, I do agree with what Harlem C. is just stated. And, yes, the black community has been affected.
Oh, you've given a contradiction. Harlem Will Power. That would be
Harlem
Will,
Linda C.
I'm
sorry. I got the name switched crisscross. I'm gonna chuck it up to the side effect. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I really think, I mean, I talk to different people, so I think that it's a personal choice, to be honest with you. And, like, and, you know, there were so many negative news reporting, and it's very political in my how I feel about that, in my opinion. But, I mean, I think that the CDC need to put out a little bit more information to put people at ease. It's not just, I feel like every time you turn around, it's like you have to take the vaccine. But why? Like, what? I want to know what's in it. Like, don't just tell me I have to take it, but what's in it? Like, what is the top secret why you cannot tell me, you know, what's in the vaccine? Because we know what's in, quote-unquote, the MMR vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine. But what you're telling me, you're taking parts of this and parts of that, but what parts are you taking that you're injecting inside of me? So that's where, with me, the knowledge comes from. And the fact of the past months and the past year did not help with us, brown and black people, and especially other nationalities too, because it was so political. So I felt like it wasn't so much to save lives. It was more so and who died under what ruling, you know. And so I think that we need to be a little bit more educated, and we shouldn't be bullied we shouldn't be bullied to take the vaccine. But once you educate people, they can make a decision to why they want to take it, and then they can move on with it. But, I mean, I took it, like I said, just to be safe, because I know certain places that I want to go to, I would need to take it. But I don't know, to be honest with you, and this is me being genuine, if it becomes like the flu shot to take it every year, I don't know if I want to take that, because I don't know what are the long-term side effects. I mean, I take a flu shot every year. And, you know, and the first time I took the flu shot, I got sick, but then I took it every year and that was fine. But going forward with the COVID vaccine, I honestly don't know if I want to take it again next year. If they make it mandatory for you to take it like a regular, you know, like a regular booster.
Well,
so that's just my closing opinion on that.
Well, that's a very good opinion, Linda C. And right?
Valid
and
concern.
Valid
concern.
Yes, yes. Well, I am going to look at this from the perspective that there are many things that we just don't know just yet. I consider you both to be incredibly brave, Harlem Will Powers and Linda C., for sharing your story today. And I also, Will, I think you mentioned about some of the things earlier about the African-American community, you know, that we're hardest hit about this. And you're absolutely right. And the other part to this that we may have forgotten to some degree, and one of the reasons that we're so hardest hit, in addition to what Will said, is that there's such an economic disparity in terms of, and that is what has helped to create this huge, you know, this huge outcome where people of color are so hard, you know, impacted in such a very substantial way. So all of this is just the beginning. These are the conversations that we are thrilled to have on the Hair Radio Morning Show. On one hand, with that, we got to bring them to you on the other. But it's important that we get our information out there from our perspectives, from our perspective, I should say, as a person of color. So thanks again, you both, for joining me on this special broadcast. Yes, I want to say thanks again. Again, we've been chatting with Harlem Will Powers from Harlem, from Manhattan, that's in New York City. Yes, and over, not too far, Linda C. out of West Orange, New Jersey, and that's the northern part of New Jersey, not too far from New York City, in Linda C. Harlem Will Powers. Thank you, guys. All right. On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Thanks again, guys, for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The rest of you,
thank you.
With us. We will be back. We've got a whole lot more of the broadcast. Stay with us.
All right. No. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black, Inc. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is my honor to bring back, after 6 or 7 long years, to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the one and only, let me just say this, she is the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the one and only Dr. Linda Emerson. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show officially.
Good morning, Kerry. Thank you so much for having me back. I am truly, truly honored to be back and to share some information with your listening audience with you.
Absolutely. Well, I've got to explain, because this is the craziest thing in the world. You've actually, our listeners are familiar with you because we've been running the last appearance on this show for almost 10 years. It's been a long time. And I said, it's got to be time to bring Dr. Linda Emerson back to the show. And your information has helped so many listeners around the world who've tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for just sharing your knowledge and taking the time to do so with our audience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, you did good. You did good. And I have to say, and one of my favorite things about this is we've been on, the Hair Radio Show's been on in different versions and variations for about 25 years. And the last version has been on for 6 years here on Blog Talk. However, you were on before that, technically. You were actually on before we even launched this show. And since we launched, we're up to about almost 550 shows. So that is just amazing. It's been a while since we've chatted. And even though I've been hearing your voice. So real good stuff. Well, listen, Dr. Emerson, let me go ahead and jump right on in. Because first of all, you are a trichologist and a very respected trichologist. You know, long before it's become fashionable for folks to just call themselves, per se, you know, a trichologist or, you know, being in the field of trichology, you truly, truly have been leading the charge on healthy hair care. But I want to talk about first, let's just, for the listeners who have no idea what trichology is, we have folks who are in the industry as well as who are not. And so, they all, I'm sure, have questions. What is a trichologist? Share that with everybody.
Absolutely. The actual definition of a trichologist is an expert in hair loss and scalp disorder conditions. So we take hair science to a completely new level. So we're actually getting to the root of the root of the problem microscopically, and we will look at a combination of internal and external factors. And there are so many contributing factors that may occur within an individual. That's why it's so important that it is a case-by-case basis. So I love what I do. This profession has really been very rewarding just to see the transformations which has occurred with men, women, and children.
That's right, because trichology can affect just about anybody.
Absolutely.
And as you said, there's And it's hard for us to really, I think the general public, I'll say, to really get a good understanding or wrap their brain around, because it's so, those factors are almost limitless, you know, I mean, or whatever that word, innumerable, there's so many. But what can you say to start folks out? Because I think it's important that we first recognize that we have to take our hair seriously. And by, I mean, everybody. I mean, you have to really be focused on doing, you know, taking good care of your hair. And what might that entail, Dr. Emerson?
Absolutely. Hair is a barometer of imbalances within the system. So when a person begins to see any type of physical changes with their hair, breakage, hair shedding, patchy alopecia, when it comes out in patches, these could be oval or round. If your hair texture changes, it becomes more brittle. If it becomes finer, if you just notice just a total change in your hair textures, these are indications that something is wrong. So hair is a barometer, and there could be, you know, for example, there could be a change in medication, which can influence the change in the hair. There could be dietary changes as far as different types of weight loss options. And it seems like every month, Carrie, there's a new weight loss pill or product or procedure.
Or challenges, we call it.
Or a challenge, yes. And people are always trying to lose weight. They want the quick fix. Instead of really finding out, well, what is really some of the main contributing causes for this weight gain? Is it poor food choices? Is it, and I'm going to say this, something, they love sugar. You know, we have consumers, they love sugar. So sugar in the metabolism, that can turn into unhealthy weight gain. So they're just different things, and it's a case-by-case basis. It could be another example could be lifestyle change. If there is someone who's going through a divorce or a separation, which can lead to depression, which can lead to, you know, other factors in that manner. Lack of exercise. You know, consumers, we need movement in your body. You need movement. So this helps with not only your physical health, but also your mental health. So
wow.
Movement, not only exercising, walking. Walking is one of the easiest and cost-effective ways of exercise. So if you put it into your routine at least 3 to 4, even 5 times per week, be consistent with that movement, and you will be surprised at how your body will respond to weight loss. Also, your joints will get used to being more mobile, and it helps with your digestive system. It's just very, very beneficial.
I love it. This is the kind of information that we need to get out to everybody. Dr. Emerson, would you be kind enough to share with everybody, because a lot of what you were just saying, I was picturing in my head trying to match up the alopecias that kind of, you know, can result from some of these things. And I said, maybe just spend, you know, give us a couple of the top ones, because I know there's so many of those.
Yeah.
And there's some tongue twisters, so please take it away.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so as you and I were talking about the traction alopecia.
Yes,
that
my favorite.
Okay, your favorite. So that
yes.
is definitely a very common disorder that I see. Now, with traction alopecia, that is excessive pulling of the hair, and it is most commonly from hairstyles and hair care practices.
That's right.
So many of you consumers, you love the braid style. You want to make sure that the person who's braiding your hair does not use excessive tension, especially around the outer perimeter of your hair. If you braid your own hair, make sure you're very conscientious of not using excessive tension. And then we have the weaves, and then we have the lace front. Those are other things that also can contribute to traction lookalike. So when I say lookalike with the lace front, many of you are using bonding glue. You're using the tape to keep that hair in place. And then we have other adhesives that are being used, which should not be used on the skin and on the outer perimeter. And those types of ingredients can be very, very devastating to the outer perimeter as well. But back to the traction. So we have the weaves,
yeah.
and we have the braids, and then we have other types of hairstyles that cause a little bit of tension there so that the hair looks neat. But the number one thing I would like to emphasize is make sure that there is not excessive tension used in the outer perimeters. If you see any signs of pimples on your scalp, that is an indication that the hair is too tight with that particular hairstyle.
Why is it that we think, and I'm just saying from what I've observed, and even in my, got my own hair done, with braids and cornrows and all of that. But why is it that we feel that we want it to look like it's so, you know, all the way in our scalp, literally, like the more, the closer and the tighter it needs to feel that it's not, you know what I mean, it's not tight enough if you don't feel it, that pressure, you know, so, and that is not necessarily a healthy thing at all. To have that kind of thinking. So folks need to be aware of that, especially as you pointed out, and I love that, and that's the outer perimeter of the hair where it is your, very, very sensitive to. Because, see, once that, and this is what happens, because, and I think while we're on a subject, we probably need to speak to that, which is the hair loss, you know, where the edges, you know, is so critical. And so what are some things that we can tell and share with everybody that they can do long before there's ever a problem with their edges? Maybe what's the best way to always take care of your edges? And then for those who may have experienced some hair loss challenges there.
the main thing I would like to emphasize is stop being so focused on your image and consider the health of your hairline. You want to keep the integrity of your hair intact. And that is by not being so focused on the image. It has to be laid down. You know, a lot of people say, I've got to slay my hair.
Yeah.
Well, when you slay it, there's an excessive amount of processes, just to be, you know, using a common terminology that is very common that I see. So a lot of times also it could be the person who is either a professional or just a braider. A lot of times that's lack of their knowledge as far as proper hair care. They're more focused on the styling. The style looks good on their clients and other consumers. However, the health of their scalp and hair is not important to them.
And that has to be important to you, the client, or the customer, because it's got to be important to somebody if you plan on having hair.
Yes,
somebody has
absolutely.
To really, you know.
Yes.
And that's
know,
the
definitely.
Thing.
Yeah.
Because my thing is also with the, you know, we're looking and we see all these wonderful images on TV, and as you said, we've been kind of focused on the imagery, not realizing that some of these styles may not be well suited for our textures. And that is really an important thing. Just because, you know, someone else has a style, it may not work for you. And that is really something that's very, very important to get across. Every style is not for everybody because everybody's hair is different, I think, you know, or might react differently or whatever. But, you know, so thank you for that on Trichology. I love that on Traction Alopecia, I should say, and Trichology and Understanding. I love it. Now, you know, you are located where, Dr. Amerson? Where are you based out of?
I am in Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, Texas. Now, Texas has been making a lot of the news in recent weeks and so forth, weather-wise. So first of all, how are you doing out there? And is there anything you could tell us about the folks of Texas and during these weather troubled times?
Yes. Texas, oh my goodness, we had a winter storm that came in our area, and this is the first time that we had below degrees that have ended our entire state with it impacted us. So, personally speaking, didn't see a tree for like 2 days, and I did have water. I did light my fireplace. Yes, I had a fireplace, so I lit my fireplace, and I was able to. You know, sometimes you have to go into survival mode.
Right.
So I was able to heat my food in the fireplace. To have my hot meals, yes. Now I had some other food that was ready. I had some sandwiches and, you know, that I made, which was something quick. But I had made some homemade chili on that Sunday before everything was shut down. And I said, I want some chili on Monday. I said, how am I going to heat it up? I don't have any electricity. And so I have a fireplace, which is going to allow me to have some heat. And I used one of my skillets, and it was a done deal.
Wow. So you brought the old Wild West back to life. Oh, my goodness.
And I went into survival mode. Now, I did have an offer from a relative who lives in the area for me to drive
over
to her home. Yes. However, she's like 15 minutes from where I am, and I chose not to drive in those inclement conditions because there was ice everywhere. There was some snow, but there was a lot of ice on the road, and that just does not make for driving conditions to be very safe.
Dr. Amerson, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And we have listeners all over the country and even outside of America who are tuned in and listening to you right now.
Yeah.
I don't understand, what made this storm so gigantic that it caused such damage to Texas. Like, you know, we face storms all the time here, not by just making comparisons, you know, willy-nilly. But what was it that just made Texas so, you know, damaged and devastated?
Well, the main issue was the agency that was over the electrical system. They decided they were going to stop electricity in certain areas and do a control rolling type of electricity throughout the state, which did not occur. So initially they told us they were going to have like shut off the electricity for between 15 minutes to 45 minutes so that it would not overload the electrical system.
Okay.
Well, that didn't happen. So a lot of people lost power for, you know, some days, some people the entire week. They had no electricity. So
this was very unbelievable.
Yes. And then there's more. So at my home, that's what occurred as far as the survival there. At my business, I had two of my pipes that burst in my business, completely flooded my entire office.
Unreal.
So I had to, so we had to do the cleanup of all that water, and there was so much water throughout my entire business. But my landlord, I have a wonderful landlord, that we were able to extract it very quickly. The pipes, we were able to get those repaired. And so now I'm still in the cleanup process and trying to get up and running. But I will be temporarily closed for several weeks.
Oh, so you, wow. See, this
I had
is
a
where
lot
it's
of
unreal.
Money. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And is it the state senator who was caught on camera trying to take a trip to Mexico that's all over the news? I said, the senator, elected senator, I was just in shock.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Ted Cruz, yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just floored by this story. And it, and believe it or not, as of this day, the story's not going away. They are keeping him on the hot seat on this one.
Yes, he's in the hot seat.
He's definitely in the hot seat and in hot water, literally, because I'm just blown away. And then, you know, blaming it on the kids. I mean, it's just, the story just is horrible from every which way. It's like the worst decision ever.
Yes.
Well, speaking of bad decisions, Dr. Emerson, and for you guys just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have just a wonderful old friend who you feel like just like a warm blanket, Dr. Emerson. You've been with us. You're so full of knowledge about hair loss and just so successful at what you do, and we just so appreciate you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've listened to you for many years. And so real excited to have you with us this morning. And just remind everybody, you were the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States of America. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's wonderful. It feels wonderful to have inspired other trichologists who would like to get into the field and see that there's a need, because there's definitely a need for consumers to get help with their problems. So I'm very, very honored.
Well, we are the true beneficiaries of this amazing experience that you have, and we're very grateful here at the show. Now, I have to say, I was about to lead into one of the biggest stories that is hanging around us. You talk about abuse. You talk about maybe some way that that women are under such pressures to keep, you know, to maintain and use different products and this and that, and just not being all that aware. And even if you are aware, but maybe not realizing that your hair. To me, I've always learned, the very first thing I learned, you know, 3 decades ago, if not longer, is that your hair is so precious. It's precious. So that's what I always learned. And anything that's precious, you're going, you know, you need to take care of it. That's my opinion about it. But I want to come to the professional. We've got you on here. So Dr. Emerson, what can you say? You've heard about the Gorilla Glue girl. I'm sure everybody in America has heard about this lady. So what do you say? What's your take on the situation?
You know, I had reached out to her to try to assist her even before she, you know, was contacted by the surgeon.
Yeah.
But, and the first thing I said was there's got to be a compound that they need to find out what is the compound that's going to break down the active ingredient in that glue.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the doctor did. But she definitely was very, very image conscientious, and she made a very bad choice, very, very bad choice. And even after the surgery, I've noticed in less than a week, you know, she got her hair cut, and she has another style, not thinking.
I saw.
Her scalp is still not healthy. She needs to allow her scalp to heal. And I would absolutely love to analyze the scalp. I have reached out to her numerous times. I would love to analyze her scalp just to see what the overall health looks like.
Yes, because I believe she's going to need, you know, I think for if I were in that situation, I think I would have a trichologist would be my best friend.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I would even want to put anything in my, I would be scared to death putting things in my hair.
Yeah.
If I just really would. Yeah. I would literally have some version of PTSD or whatever they call it, because to me, this, you know, if this was huge and really it signifies something, I think it means something that this story has gripped so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I have to admit, at first I did get a chuckle from it before I knew all the stories and the factors and things, but I had no idea until I really delved into it what was going on here. And then I realized that we have a beautiful young lady who just really made a poor decision. And even if we know nothing else, haven't we all made bad decisions at some point in our lives? Haven't we all looked to have somebody say, now, maybe not this drastic, because to me, when I saw, and she, from what everybody understands, and even from her own mouth, as we've heard in some of these videos, she knew exactly what she was doing. She made that decision. But and when I did my research, to be honest with you, the can of both of the can, you know, the sprays, the descriptions somewhat, in my opinion, were similar. Now, I'm not saying she misunderstood, took one for the other or whatever, you know, by mistake. She did. I don't think she reached and just grabbed the wrong can. But the descriptions, if you are thinking that you're desperate and something says, you know, it's going to hold things in place and you've used it. She admitted she's used it around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she thought that that would be real good. She was just going to come home and wash it out. It doesn't quite work like that. As
no,
she found out.
No. No.
And,
totally
that's
different chemical. Exactly.
Totally
different chemical.
Yeah, totally.
Some things you do not use on your hair. No, that's one of them. That's
I'm
one
sorry.
Of them.
Yeah, it's still because it's like it's hard to process for us. It really is. That's probably why the story just, you know, has so many legs to it. Because it is very difficult for us to put ourselves in that situation. It is. But, you know, but there are a lot of women who are looking, and men. It's not just the women. It's all of us. That I think from time to time, we may think that we could just substitute products. And see, when I looked at this spray, the Gorilla Glue, in my opinion, and I just, again, being very positive about this company, because I don't know, you know, the company has been upright and in my opinion, but when I saw that they tell you exactly the uses, the proper use, and have pictures on their product as if you couldn't still figure it out by the words. So I couldn't see where it's anything that you could lay blame to these people, in my opinion. So, you know, that's all. But she seems like a lovely young woman whole just made a poor decision, and she has, and in my opinion, I believe she's paid the price, because the internet can really make you regret coming and putting it out there. And, you know, so we wish her well. And the doctor, the surgeon who has, he's a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we're going to shout out Dr. Obeng. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there. He's been featured on our broadcast, and he really and explained exactly what you just said and broke it all down for us and all of that. So we certainly wish wish her well and wish him well. And I love that she has tried to help his charity by donating the funds that she raised to his charity. And he deals with, you know, folks with the disfigurements and all these things. I mean, really heavy stuff for me. I could barely, like, make it through his sight, you know. I'm not a doctor or anything like that, so I could barely do. But I just love his personality and his, what is that, where that folks are always looking to help others, like yourself, Dr. Emerson, not unlike you. So real good stuff out there.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Yeah, so I just had to get it out there. Now, we started to talk about folks who are looking to embark upon a career in trichology. And so a lot of folks, again, not all, and I want to make this clear, because if you're not in the hair or beauty industry, you may not realize that hairstylists are not necessarily all that familiar with trichologists to begin with, but they are not trichologists just because they're a hairstylist. Can you explain all of that, Dr. Emerson, because that's an important point.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the field of trichology, okay, so there are different levels now that is available. When I first looked into this particular expertise, there was only one option, which was to become a certified or board certified trichologist.
Yeah.
So now I want your listening audience to know that there is a level which includes the hair loss practitioner.
Yes.
And then there's the certified trichologist, and then there's a board certified trichologist. So there are different levels. And I could use nursing as another example. There are different levels in nursing. Mm. So you have the CNA, and then you have the LVN, then you have
the registered
CNA,
the
registered, and then you have the nurse practitioner. So
that's right.
Just to give a comparison,
and I got to shout out nurses, because my mom wasn't an LPN; she was a licensed practical nurse back in the old days. So I have to shout out the first responders who are doing so much during this pandemic time. Thank you for mentioning that.
Absolutely.
So, wow. So, okay, so the different levels of...
So there are different levels, different levels, and you must go to school. You must attend a reputable school which has the program intact for you, in order for you to take your profession to the next level. So a person must be a licensed cosmetologist or barber, and they must enroll in a school. So just because you hear the term trichologist, that does not mean that a person may have the credentials in order to assist you. And as you had mentioned earlier, Carrie, you know, some people are using the term very loosely now. And they may have been dealing with hair loss clients when they do different types of wigs or different types of hair covering. It's totally different. It's totally different. So they're covering up the problem, whereas a trichologist is trying to find out what has caused the problem and is there a resolution to the problem.
Absolutely. What I love about this, I remember decades ago, and when I first kind of got into and doing the hair radio show, I remember going to live events like Bronner Brothers and other shows, even like my own Hair Nation Expo, out there years ago, long before, you know, I embarked upon doing live events for the hair community. I remember mentioning the word trichology, and this professionals, the hairstylists, had no idea what I was talking about at the time. I remember that very well. And to see it come to where this, and I'm like, hold it. So, you know, so I love what you said about getting the credentials. And the other aspect, Dr. Emerson, Dr. Linda Emerson, if you would be kind enough to explain the difference, because then we have to toss in the dermatologist. So how does the dermatologist, we got the hairstylist, we got the dermatologist, and of course we have the trichologist. So how does all this work?
Well, there's a specialist for every part of the body. So with the trichologist, it's a hair and scalp expert. Even though we do network with other professionals. So, for example, if a person is having a scalp infection, that's beyond our realm. So we will refer them to a dermatologist or the medical doctor for that. And then if a person is having a foot issue, they go to a podiatrist. That's not our issue.
And
I've got to
shout out our big sponsor is Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who is a podiatrist out there, and she does Fix Your Feet. They're hearing all the FixYourFeet.com commercials on our show today, so I just had to, she would never forgive me if I didn't mention that. So
So absolutely. So we refer, you know, our individuals, some clients need referrals for different issues that they're going through, even a psychologist, even a psychiatrist for certain conditions. There's a condition known as trichotillomania, where a person pulls out their own scalp hair. This is self-inflicted. So the underlying cause must be dealt with by a professional, by a psychiatrist. Now, we can only help externally, but working together is how that person will get the maximum healing that they need. And that's the main agenda that I take under consideration.
Absolutely. And I love what you just said, working together, because, you know, I've had a lot of folks on the Hair Radio Morning Show over the years, and some come, and there's almost a confrontational attitude towards the dermatologist. And I've, you know, it's either us or them kind of thing, you know, not all, because we've had some amazing trichologists on as well, who certainly that's not what they subscribe to. But it's important that, that's why I love what you said, it's a team, and even for the hairstylist, everybody is on the same team, right?
Right, right.
Awesome. Well, now I've got to turn to your company. I want to talk about Dr. Linda Emerson. You have products. You have your own place out there to assist folks with hair loss. Please talk to us about your amazing Emerson.
Absolutely. So I have had my clinic now for 40 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
I love what I do, servicing men, women, and children who have issues with alopecia, scalp disorder conditions. We also offer different types of treatment therapies that are non-invasive. We've been very successful with transforming the lives of many consumers. We also incorporate two microscopes during the analysis. So we use a polarized microscope as well as a tricholoscope. So this is, again, we're using hair science to see what actually is deficient or lacking within the internal structure of the hair bulb and the hair strand that will help with that transformation. And then we also have our own exclusive product line. We have a manufacturing facility who manufactures our products. They have done a wonderful job with our own formula. And then we also love to give back. We host an annual scholarship. And this is for a young person who has been diagnosed with alopecia between the ages of 16 through 19 is our niche market. So either they're about to graduate from high school or are currently in the first or second year of college.
Sure, yeah.
So we give a monetary scholarship to them to help them with their education. They must be pursuing a continuing education, either college or a trade school of some kind.
That is awesome. That's
yes,
awesome.
Thank you. So we are in our eighth year, and we're asking the public to help us spread the word. The deadline is May 31st. We will announce our winner in June, and we will do the advertisement from June through September. And in September is National Alopecia Awareness Month, and that is when we will give our annual scholarship.
I am loving it, and I'm hoping that you will continue to, you know, keep us abreast here on the air. We're going to be having to check in with you on this. I think this is incredible and
Thank you.
So beneficial for the community. So really good stuff and the students. Because, you know, we want to put our best foot forward with these, you know, these young folks who are going to help just make such a difference in, you know, in with the lives of the folks out there. So, well, I'm excited. Now, I don't know if we mentioned the name of your clinic. Yeah, share with everybody the name and how we can find out more information.
It is LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. We do have a website, which is hairandscalpessentials.com. hairandscalpessentials.com. Please tune in to our podcast, which is on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Ask Dr. Amerson, and we're on dfwiradio.com. We are on all other social medias. You can find us on LinkedIn, on Twitter. We are also on Facebook. We have four different pages. But on Facebook, we have a radio page, which is Ask the Hair and Scalp Doctor. We have our business page, which is Hair and Scalp Essentials. And then we have a group page all about hair and scalp issues. And then our other personal page is Linda Amerson. So please connect with us on our website. Oh, let me not forget my YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel.
Oh, Dr. Amerson, you've left no stone unturned. What is your YouTube channel? I love it.
Yes, thank you. So our YouTube channel is, just pull up to Linda Amerson, put that in, and I will come right up. And you can look at some of our videos, our testimonials. On our website, we have a long list of testimonials we have received throughout the years of global testimonials. You can read about our magazines. We are journalists for over 74 national magazine publications. So some of you may have read some of our articles and did not realize that I had written those particular articles. Yes.
We are just loving it. And you know what? We're going to continue with these discussions, and we're not waiting seven more years. We're not waiting. That's not going to happen. We're going to stay involved and on top. And I've got to let the listeners know, and maybe because, you know, we always run back to your amazing original interview here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which we're going to get on at some point, either before this or after this today. For our listeners, but it just reminds me that we have to really, you know, reach out and stay involved on a regular basis. I follow you, and you've got many followers of your own, of course. But I got to remember that, you know, we got to keep you sharing everything with everybody else in our audience. So I want to make certain and stay on top of that. Well, Dr. Amerson, is there anybody before we close out today that you'd like to shout out to? Or any last thoughts?
Anyone I'd like to shout out to? I'll shout out to two of my professors in trichology, Dr. Tariq Najoon and Dr. Sandra Baldy. Just to your listening audience, thank you so much for tuning in today. Please take care of your health during this pandemic that we're going through. Wear your face mask. Please wash your hands and take all of the precautionary measures that the CDC and other health professionals are recommending. And that's how we're going to come out of this positively, because
that's right.
It is just unreal that To date, we have, what, over 500,000?
100,000, that's right.
People
that's
that
right.
have lost their lives.
Perished. Yeah.
So just please take care of yourself and your family and take your supplement, and that will be my final thought today.
Well, that is just perfect, and there's nothing for me to add to that. Okay, I have to say, Dr. Linda Emerson, again, we just adore you and appreciate you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you so much for keeping us informed and on all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's May 19th of 2021. It's our show number 564, and that's show number 564 as we march along to show number 600. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Want to take a moment to acknowledge our amazing folks who support us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of our listeners all around the world. And so this show would not be able to hit the airwaves if it weren't for the folks like you've just heard right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, folks like FixYourFeet.com. FixYourFeet.com with the amazing Dr. Yolanda Ragland and her amazing business that you just heard yesterday on our broadcast. Also, I want to say a big shout-out to Rugged Evolution Beard Care. You can go to their website at ruggedevo.com for the latest in beard care. We are always happy to have them on board with us, as well as some of the folks who have been supporting us for a while, Smooth Black Inc. The great thing about Smooth Black is that he'll be right here live at 8:30 this morning Eastern Time. He comes to us live all the way from California, so he wakes up early just to be here with you guys live. And again, he's a hair industry legend, for those of you who are not aware. Also, want to shout out to some of the folks who are just coming on board. And let me also mention Stimulating Roots while we're at it. Stimulating Roots, again, amazing hair loss prevention system, which is really, really, really great. You guys know Teresa. We shout her out this morning and the amazing job they're doing. If you want to find out more about their products, go to Stimulating Roots. .com. Now, she spells it R-U-T-Z, so it's Stimulating Roots, R-U-T-Z.com. And our amazing new sponsors, we are so happy to welcome quite a few of them to our broadcast. And let me just take it a step further, just to make sure everybody is aware. Of course, we've got the folks at Boss It Up. You'll be hearing from Shantae and Mike in just a little bit. She's got a wonderful new business out there that I think you guys are going to find exciting. Also, along that same line, we've got an amazing lady. You'll be hearing a lot more from her, and I'm really impressed with her business. It's called Heal and Go. And this is with the letter N in the middle because, you know, N is always spelled so many different ways online. So it's H-E-A-L, the letter N, like Nancy, the word go, so .com. So it's healingo.com. And I want to read this. This is just wonderful. They make all natural hair products with a focus on quality. So you got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. So you want to go to, again, healingo.com, see their complete line, and listen out for their brand new interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Shouting out Miss Gail this morning, who is a new supporter to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and welcome to the family. So lots of good stuff going on today. Also want to remind everybody again, Smooth Black will be with us, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. He'll be with us live in about an hour. We've got a lot more to get to, many, many announcements, everything from the Road to Healthy Hair workshop coming up in August in Atlantic City, New Jersey, to so much more. And still we're celebrating Black Hair Month in the month of May, so we'll talk about all that. We'll take a short music break. I want to go ahead and get Beyonce. For some reason, I'm feeling a whole bunch about Beyonce. I'll see if I can also get her dad's interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Mr. Matthew Knowles. He was one of my guests on our broadcast. We'll see if we can line that up for you. In the meanwhile, this is Love on Top from the Queen Bee herself. It doesn't get any better than the one and only Miss Beyonce. So stay with us. We've got a lot more of the broadcast. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. Stay with us.
I'm doing You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music and writing. Mr. Matthew Knowles, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Carrie. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have done a whole lot of entrepreneurial types of ventures. And one is for 18 years, I co-owned and co-managed the number one hair salon in Houston for a number of years called Headliners Hair Salon.
Is that really? Well, we
I actually published a hairstyling book, Carrie, called Hair International back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, we have got to talk about that. we got to figure out how you, and I should have said music and the literary world on top of everything else, but how in the world did you get from the hair industry into the music industry, or are they kind of like one and the same, as a lot of folks believe?
Well, for me, you know, I was in corporate America, and Tina, my former wife, I asked her one day what was her passion, and she said her passion was doing hair and making people beautiful. And I said, why don't you go to school, and when you finish school, we'll open a hair salon. And that's what we did. And that hair salon, we used one of the principles that I had learned, because I was selling diagnostic imaging to the medical, and I kind of used, when you go to a doctor's office, they ask you, you know, fill out all these forms, you know, why are you here, tell us your history, and then the nurse comes and takes you to the room, and then she weighs you and takes your temperature and asks you why you're there and do your blood pressure. And then a doctor comes, and he looks at that on the door before he walks in. He looks at your patient history and why you're there, what your vitals are. And he's made a decision right there, what you need. He comes see you. And then when he finishes, which is the quickest part of it, is when you see the doctor, he leaves, and then he writes a prescription. And I use that same concept in our hair salon, exactly, having many assistants. The stylist never left the chair, and I felt it was malpractice if a licensed cosmetologist did not continue and complete the service. And that service is home products for the customer, and so maintenance, home maintenance.
Like, yeah,
so that was our philosophy at Headliners.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. And you really, you helped to add a whole different layer to this today. And we're so excited about it. Thank you very, very much. Now, I have to say, along the line, so the music, how did you get into producing music? I understand that you had, you know, I call it that whole passion for excellence and working for others and so forth and having that entrepreneurial mindset. But is that what kind of led you into music? How did you get into the production of music and that whole aspect?
Well, the production of it, you know, that's as an executive producer, you oversee everything from the studio, the travel, all of the paperwork that's involved. And also occasionally I had the opportunity to co-write Survivor and a couple of other songs with Destiny's Child, and you get into, just over time, I've been in the field over 24 years now, and you pick up every aspect of it, and if you're passionate and you love it, then you want to learn every aspect of it, and that's what passion does. And you know, that's my new book, DNA of Achievers, you know, the 10 traits. The first one is passion. You know, are people doing, who's listening right now, are they doing what they're passionate about? Are they doing it for money? It's a big difference.
Well, you know what, let's talk about the DNA of Achievers and the 10 traits. We're not going to give all the traits because I'm going to do like Barbara Walters. We learn from the best.
Don't give any. Don't give the top trait just yet. We're going to save that for the book. We want you to pick up this book. It's the DNA of Achievers. Now, the 10 traits of highly successful professionals. You mentioned passion. What are some of the, you know, how do folks recognize their passion? We do tell them that. We tell everyone, you know, pursue your passion. But how do you know what your passion is? You have any tips for that?
It's a very simple step. What is that one thing? And the key word here, Carrie, is one thing. Because the mistake most people make is they all over the place. They love this. They love hair. They love fashion. They love makeup. They love da-da-da. You know, that one thing that you can become really, really good and maybe even become great if you focused. So what is that one thing that energizes you, excites you, that you go to bed at night thinking about, wake up in the morning, can't wait to do it? And sometimes it's something that nobody even knows because you're embarrassed or ashamed to say, this is really my passion. And I tell everybody, I don't care what that one thing is, if you strive towards getting that one thing right, it will change your life, because if you are passionate about something, then it coexists with work ethics. Because when you are passionate, you don't work. You have fun all day doing what you love. And that's why I really focus in on passion. What is that one thing that you just excites you? You can just go running out the door right now because it makes you, gives you that much joy and fulfillment inside.
We love that. Now, I do have to ask you, what's that one passion thing for you, Matthew Knowles?
Educate and motivate in the areas of entrepreneurship and music business. I've done it all my life, educate and motivate.
Wow. Well, I have to just let everybody know, you know, you launched one of the most successful, I think it is the top successful female group of all time, you know, Destiny's Child, and award-winning, and you've just done so much. And we're just trying to find out what is it that has created this inside of you. I think that this book, The DNA of Achievers, will tell us a little bit about that. I really do. I know that passion is one of the, you know, the first traits that you mentioned, but what are some of the other traits that we should really look out for in The DNA of Achievers?
Well, I talked briefly about work ethics, because they coexist. You can't have one without the other. You can't have work ethics unless you're passionate about something. And because if you're not passionate, you don't want to, you know, if you hate doing it. You know, how many people wake up and hate going to work every day?
Well, that's kind of like majority of the folks. I think it's very few.
God bless them.
God
bless them, because I've been very fortunate. Seldom. I have, you know, my early days, Goodyear, when I used to work at Goodyear in the summer when I was a young teenager. I was determined to do the job, but I didn't like it. Didn't love it. I was determined, but, you know, it's a certain joy you get of waking up and going to do what you love. Yesterday, I started at 7 o'clock, Carrie, and I, in the morning. I finished at 11 o'clock last night, and I work normally 7 days a week. I go to the office on the weekends or do a ton of emails. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes.
I love what I'm doing right now, talking to you. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. That is really, I have to tell you something. We are very honored to have you on the show, and something like this is so critical and important. I have to go back a little bit. I actually love what you wrote, because I kind of live by this myself. You know, back when you were working in, I call it like for corporate kind of, you were doing like the sales and, you know, that to me sounds like project management. And when you have so much that you're in charge of and all of that, and you were so successful, even in sales. And I say, it just reminds me of myself. I think when you are doing something, like you said, that you are passionate about, even if you're working for others and you're really happy about what you're doing, you know, it's automatically like a success, so to speak. And
I just think that you don't necessarily always have to be an entrepreneur if that's not what you're, you know, in your spirit to do or whatever the case may be. But if you do whatever it is that you're supposed to do and you're passionate about and you love it, you know, you can make it into a success and you can feel that success. And I think this was, you know, so I read that line and I thought it was outstanding, you know, when you were working for the other company and, you know, you felt like an entrepreneur is what I'm driving at.
No. Carrie, I teach, one of the courses I teach at Texas Southern University is entrepreneurship in the School of Business. And the first thing that I teach, Gary, is the biggest mistake and error that I think we make is we think we get confused entrepreneurship and owning a business. They are two different things. Entrepreneurship is a belief. It's a belief. It's a certain makeup. It's like a DNA. It's people that take risk. It's people that are highly energized. It's people that come up with ideas. That's entrepreneurship. There's a lot of people that own businesses that are business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. That's a lot of people that work for other people and are employees, but they are entrepreneurs in how they think, how in a day operate. So please don't get that confused.
Okay, that is a very good point. And something that I absolutely need to bear in mind as well. Now, I have to say, and we're gonna definitely get on with some of these wonderful traits. We're going to talk a little bit more about the DNA of achievers. But, folks, if you've just joined me, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and today we have a very special guest coming to us. It's Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, he has written a new book called The DNA of Achievers, and it's 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. So this is something that we're going to definitely talk a little bit more about. But also, Matthew, I want to get into some of your current projects, some of the things that you're working on these days and some of the plans that you have.
Well, Carrie, my passion has always been, even as a sales rep, when we truly think about what a salesperson do, they educate somebody on the product that they're selling, and
right.
they motivate them to buy it. And
right.
so what I've been doing most of my life is my passion, educating and motivating. And I'm doing that right now. I'm doing a number of seminars around the country. November the 14th, I'm in Macon, Georgia. November the 15th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, a seminar that's called The Entertainment Industry, How Do I Get In? And these seminars are all-day seminar, and they're for recording artists, singers, managers, producers, songwriters, videographers, choreographers, hairstylists. How about that? Why would a hairstylist want to go to one of these conventions? Seminars, because it's 300 people in a room, and most of them want to get in the entertainment industry, and some of them hopefully will be successful. And guess what?
Love it.
They're going to need
Love
a hairstylist.
It. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, tell us more. So this seminar, the ones that are coming up around the 14th and 15th of November, how do we get involved with that?
You can go to eventbrite.com.
Repeat that one more time.
.com, Gary.
Okay.
Eventbrite.com, again,
uh-huh.
that's the entertainment industry, How Do I Get In? You know what, Carrie, I have to tell you, man, you reminded me, out of all the seminars, I mean, all of the interviews I've done on the DNA of Achievers,
yes.
I've never, and out of all the things I've talked about, the clothing line, Darion, House of Darion, you know, headliners and Hair International, I seldom talk about, and I did that 18 years. Did you know, and for folks listening, they probably remember in the 90s that oversized hairstyling book. We had 3 volumes of it. One day,
really?
Carrie, I had to make the decision if I was going to be in the hair publishing book business or be in the music business, and I had to make that decision. It was a, I remember the day I had to decide, and
wow.
I had an office, and on the door it said Hair International Publication, and on the door it said Music World Entertainment. And
wow.
I had to make that decision. I used to go all over the country to all of those hair shows. And
oh,
I had
to Bronner Brothers and all those big hair shows and all of that.
Brothers, all of them. I had manuals. I was educating back then. I had a manual called How to Open Your Own Hair Salon. I had an educational manual.
I feel like
called
I'm talking to someone who, yeah, that is amazing.
I had a manual called How to Build a Client Base. And then I
wow.
had an appointment book that I created. And so some
wow.
folks that are listening remember that Hair International publication.
So you should feel at home here at Hair Radio. That's exactly the kinds of wonderful things that we do and bring to the, you know, to the beauty world. So I love it. I love it. And I can't wait. I want any of those copies that you have lying around, you let us know. We're happy to see them. And if you ever decide to, you know, to add on to this wonderful book that you have out now, again, The DNA of Achievers, and you decide to do something in the hair and beauty way, you make sure and look us up at Hair Radio. We would love to speak to you about that.
I guarantee you, Kerry, I guarantee your listeners, they pick up that book and they can go right now to Amazon or Apple and get the e-book. The hardback will be in stores in the next 30 days. But I guarantee you, I give you money back. If
wow.
after you read that book, The DNA of Achievers, and after every chapter, there's a work exercise. I actually, you know, that college professor comes out. I promise you, buy that book and you'll become better at what you're doing in the hair industry. Again, I did the industry for 18 years. And
wow.
Our first $1 million, Kerry, was made in 1984 in Houston, Texas, with Headliners Hair Salon.
And that was before you, you know, we got to know you in the record producing world.
1984, Kerry. 1984.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's Headliners.
Who
wow.
knew we were going to be talking about this, man?
We did. Well, you know what? This is just amazing. And I'm just blown away. I really am. But I have to ask you, there was one of the traits that I saw, and I said, well, hold it. I have got to ask Matthew about this. Not that I want to talk about learning from your failure, too, because I believe in that, but I want to ask you what's your take on it. But what does talk to do ratio mean? I couldn't figure that out. What is talk to do ratio? And then I want to get into more of this. But what's talk to do
well,
ratio?
Kerry, you're in the industry that there's quite a bit of that, just like in the music industry, that people just talk about what they're going to do, the follow-up. They have an idea, they're going to follow up, or they're going to meet with you, or they're going to call you, and they're going to, and then you never hear from them.
Right.
You never
right.
hear a word from them.
Right.
And those two professions really do a lot of talk to do. And so it's measuring, Kerry, the percentage of what we say we're going to do versus what we end up doing.
That's
what
the
it
execution.
Is, measuring what we say we're going to do versus the percentage of the time we actually do what we say we're going to do.
Wow.
And you find that successful people, if they say they're going to do something, you know, we had an interview at a certain time. You were there waiting. I was there 3 minutes before the time, not after the time we said. We both were there like we said we were going to do.
That's right.
That's talk to do ratio, high percentage of doing what we say we're going to do. It's as simple
wow.
as that.
I love it. And, of course, one of the biggest lessons, and I want to certainly say some for the folks who pick up this book called The DNA of Achievers, but it's the learning from failure. We cannot not talk about that. How, Matthew, do you say, what do you say to folks who need to learn from their failure, or how do you learn from your failure? That's first.
We're going to have failures. We're going to make mistakes. When we take risk, Sometimes we make mistakes. Just in life on terms, we make mistakes and we have failures. But I basically like to keep life real simple. In this book, I try to keep it real simple, and I try to keep it real. I keep it real. And you know, often we don't realize that mistakes are a reason and an opportunity for us to even become better. Better at what we do, better as people. So it's an opportunity, but not a reason to quit. And so I like to say that mistakes and failures are an opportunity to grow, not a reason to quit. And if we haven't walked through some things, we can't grow. I could never tell you how to be the best, I don't know, pilot, airplane pilot. If maybe you had never tried to fly a plane, and maybe during your training, maybe you learned some things the hard way that maybe you don't ever want to do it that way. Maybe you don't want to fly into a storm. Maybe that ride got so bumpy and got so scary that you thought it was going to crash. And so you learn, hey, if there's a storm, I'm not going to fly in it. I had that one experience. It taught me I don't want to do that. And so we have to walk through this stuff sometimes, and we have to grow from it. But what I find is a lot of people, they're almost there, Kerry, of being successful.
Yes.
They make a mistake, or have a failure, and then they quit. They quit
but
right
there,
before it's going to happen.
Right before. But you've always heard that too, I'm sure, where they say, oh, you was just about to make it. And then, you know, you have a big, like, it always seems like some catastrophe happens or something really, like, I don't know, some folks say it's a test, that if you make it through that, then you'll be successful. It's a challenge sometimes. I have to actually say, being an entrepreneur myself, it can feel like a challenge sometimes. So, you know, this is really nice. I appreciate you creating a book like this.
Kerry, it is a challenge, but I have such a different approach. When it gets tough, that's when I gear up. That's when
that's
I'm
when
ready.
You get real.
Like I put my foot on the gas when there's trouble. I don't like let up and say oh, and start feeling sorry for myself.
Right, and start
poor pity me. That's not what successful people do, man.
That's right.
They said, okay, only person who's going to help me get through this is me and some good people around me that I can trust and believe in. And I'm going to get through it. First, you got to believe it.
Wow. This is amazing. You have to believe. I guess it goes back to, you know, like you said, the passion and the work ethics, but there is one other element that we probably have to at least address, and that's the vision. You got to be someone who can actually see it, I think.
And that vision is just, again, I like to keep it simple. It's having an idea and thinking the idea all the way through to execution of the idea that it becomes a real product. And so most people have vision, and the mistake that we often make is we go running out, we have this idea, and we go running out before we thought it all the way through, and we ask a friend or someone who we think is a friend, and we say, hey, what do you think about this? And they're like, oh, man, that ain't going to ever work. Well, maybe you should think it all the way through, and so when you go to your friend, you don't ask them what they think. You say to your friend, you know what, friend, I need you to, this is my idea. I need you to invest $100 in this idea. Not, I'm going to ask you what you think about it, because I'm going to explain it all the way through. And I'm not asking your opinion. I'm asking for your help versus your opinion. That's what a true visionary does.
Wow. I love it. Now, folks, if you've just joined us, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our very, very special guest today is Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, you guys know him. He's an award-winning executive producer in the music world, and he's also an author of this new book called The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. Now, we did not indicate number one yet. We're not going to give number one. I don't want to give that over the air, Matthew. We want folks to go and certainly order this book. As you said, you can get it from Amazon. We just want to promote it and put it out there. It's something that obviously, especially our fan base, our wonderful listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show, are very much entrepreneurs and would be able to gain something from this. So this is very, very exciting. Hey, I just want to turn back to music for one quick moment. I have one of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, when they found out you were coming to the show, they wrote in and they sent a question. And they said, and I thought it was very interesting because I don't think I would have thought of this, but have you ever, Matthew, thought of putting together a boy band or a male group or a male version of it? What do you say to something like that?
Well, you know, I'm working with a girl group. It just seems as though my magic is with girl groups. I was fortunate to work with Trinity 5-7 and Gospel, and they, similar to Destiny's Child and Pop and R&B and Gospel, Trinity 5-7 is the number one selling female trio of all time in Gospel. And so I have a female trio that I'm working with in hip-hop, two rappers and a female vocalist. Their name is Blush Music. I have to put emphasis on Blush because it's spelled B-L-U-S-H-H-H.
All right.
And you will hear about these young ladies very, very soon in the next 3 to 5 months. And so that's what I'm working with. I had worked once with a boy band, but it's a different set of dynamics. I love the imaging part also that happens on the female side, and the approach for marketing is a lot different. And so I enjoy that. It's the most difficult of all is working with a female group because you have a lot of psychological dynamics that falls into play, as well as the imaging, as well as the music matching. And so that's a challenge, and I love challenges. So I enjoy that.
Well, it sounds like you can tie the success of something like that, and especially your projects, back to something like wonderful traits.
But, Terry, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I really hadn't talked about the hair industry.
I'm blushing here.
Those guys set up this interview because I seldom do I talk about. There were some great years, some fun years owning that hair salon. And then one day we called a meeting. Tina called a meeting, and no one knew what she was going to do. 18 years into the business, and one stylist who was assistant for like 2 or 3 years, maybe even more. And he was he wasn't gifted with the skill of being a hairstylist. He had to develop and work on it. And he came to work early, and he stayed late. And she called this meeting, and he had been with the company 10 years, and she gave him Headliners Hair Salon in Houston. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, in the room, when she gave this stylist the business, because he was dedicated, he was passionate, and he came early, and he stayed late, and those are the formulas of greatness, people who come early and stay late, and she rewarded him for that. But I have to run. I see they're knocking on the door, and
well,
I got to get going, man.
I just want to say thank you. I was so happy with that story. That's a great story. Listen, Matthew, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I do appreciate it. We have to pick up this book,
right,
The DNA of Achievers, and we'll stay in touch, and we want you to come back one day and bring it
to us. All
right,
I would love to do that. Thank you so much. And
as women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hey, business owners, BossItUp.biz comes to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to love Shantae and Mike each week as they will help you to add to your bottom line. On our live broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, BossItUp.biz specializes in education and also professional development and so much more. So give your business the BossItUp.biz treatment. Go to BossItUp.biz for more information, and don't forget to catch them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. She's actually a new addition to the lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my honor to welcome Monica. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes. So I want us to just kind of jump right on in to all the fray here. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself, Monica. We know that you're coming to our daily broadcast here, but tell us why.
Well, I feel like it's a big need for people to kind of hear from the stylist and their point of view and, you know, our experiences, because sometimes people just look at us a certain way as far as we have all the answers. But to be able to get the public point of view is phenomenal. And I've been in the industry for, I guess, a little over 22 years. Don't try to guess my age. But a little over 22 years.
I was trying to add. Couldn't do it fast enough.
And I actually got in the industry on an accident.
Really?
And yes, it's a funny story. I'm an Air Force veteran.
Awesome.
And I was
Thank you.
I was stationed in Japan, and so I was doing my hair. Honey, I kept that hair done every week. And people were like, so who's doing your hair? And I'm like, well, I had a routine. I get off work on Friday, I do my hair, and, you know, that's what it is. And so I ended up with a clientele, and I discovered that not only did I have blessed hands, that I loved what I did. And so when I got out of the service, I moved back home to Chicago, where I'm born and raised. And I looked into beauty school, and I attended Dudley University, Chicago.
Dudley. Yay for Dudley. We love Dudley. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Yes. I love Dudley, too. They gave me a phenomenal foundation as far as education and professionalism.
Yes.
They really instilled
in
us
the whole
what
industry.
It is. They yes. do, yeah. Like, they really instilled in us what it is to be a yes. hair care professional.
Yes, absolutely.
And so from there, I've done a lot of traveling. Like I said, I went to school in Chicago, and then I moved to Dallas, Texas. And then I moved back to Chicago, then to Atlanta, and I'm actually back in Dallas now.
Oh,
and with
my.
That has allowed me to interact with so many different people in the industry and out of the industry. And it really did is just flourish my love and my passion for what I do. And in that journey, I have I've learned that right now we have a serious epidemic of hair loss, extreme hair loss. Lots of women out here with medical issues that are leading to extreme and severe hair loss. And so I've been focusing and directing my career in that direction, being able to cater to those women and help them regain their self-confidence.
Exactly. And I speak to that as well in the sense that, you know, there are a lot of alopecia organizations out there, but there really isn't one that addresses the needs, especially for women of color, I've noticed in the community, who deal with traction alopecia. I don't see enough about it. The organizations that I've encountered, who've actually been on my show as well, they deal with every other alopecia. You know, there are many. They deal with every other alopecia, but they don't address or even acknowledge, from what I've found, the issue that face a lot of women of color. And so, yes, it could be argued, of course, that it's one that is, you know, totally avoidable and all of that. But I love the stylists like yourself who come on the show and say, listen, this is a real thing, and you are going to help those women out there with it. And I'm blown away. So, Monica, wonderful, wonderful, great stuff. Okay.
Thank you.
Now you are out there in the DFW, I call it, that's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Have you found, and you've been, you know, especially through your travels to Japan and being a servicewoman and doing all, a service person, I should say, and doing all these amazing things and not being afraid to travel. See, that's the other thing, and I love that about you, not being afraid to go and just replant yourself and kind of, I love that. So where did that come from? What was that germ inside of you that says, don't be afraid of change?
You know what, Kerry? I don't know. I think the biggest thing is I might bore easily. I'm unsure, but I love it. I mean, it's exciting. Like I said, no matter where I go, I easily connect with people. So now that I'm trying to root here in Dallas this time. I'm trying to be still, but I still have friends and connections in all of those other areas. I try to stay connected with everybody. So I don't know. I just like change and, hey, what's that over there? I think it's the inquisitive part of me.
Well, I'm loving it. And you talk about, you know, remaining connected. That's what this show is all about. I'm here in New York. Of course, everybody knows I'm based out of Brooklyn, New York, even though I'm from Philly. So shout out to all my Philly family members and all that. But I also have to say, you're out in Dallas area. And our listeners, we have tons of listeners between us, as well as folks who are all over the world, literally. So we have to. So the wonderful thing is that everybody can stay connected. When you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you can kind of say hi to the family. You can say hi to the friends wherever they are, literally. You know, that's the wonderful thing. And that's kind of the reason I brought the show to the Internet, because we started in terrestrial radio, as you might be aware, on AM and FM in different markets. But this has been just a worldwide movement. So I wanted to ask you, Monica, what is it with the business? You've been out there, I think, 22 years. I mean, that's a long time in the hair business. Have you noticed any changes? I mean, is it the same business and industry that you started that's reflected today, or is it a little bit different?
Oh, my God, Kerry, it's funny that you say that. I feel like it has changed. It's changed drastically, and when I say it's changed, I think the mentality of the new stylists and barbers is totally different. So basically the integrity and the morality of the industry has changed. So they don't even approach the industry like we did. And when I say that, more so like looking, they're looking at it more like a hustle. when we came in, we were looking at it more as a career. And for that alone, it makes a huge shift in the industry. Even small things like supporting one another, sharing information, even down to using professional products as opposed to just using what you can get your hands on. And just listening to the client and how they feel in regards to how their experience today is much different than it was in latter years. It's like, wow, what do we do? How do we connect? How do we get their attention and say, hey, let's try to get back to what it used to be? Because sometimes if it ain't broke, don't mess with it, you know?
Right, that's right. Well, what I love about what you said, Monica, and that is that how do we get it back? And I think that's one of the reasons why I developed the Hair Radio Show. I saw this 25 years ago in 1995, and ironically, it has the need for what we're still literally covering the same types of topics that I covered in 1995. Especially with regards to like natural hair and all of that. So it's just been an interesting thing, the trade shows and all of the folks. But I kind of second what you say. I definitely feel that I wish there were times that we could kind of harken back to those golden days, so to speak, in the industry, and everything seems to be just overflowing and flourishing. But I do see a big wave, I call it a black wave, happening as we watch television and see all of this wonderful talk about race and ethnicity. And so there might be opportunities for us to kind of, you know, become more supportive and all of that. So we'll have to do our part. That's what I think we've got to do, Monica. I think we've got to do our part. Hey, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a wonderful new addition to our amazing lineup right here with us on the air. Her name is Monica. Now, she is a stylist out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area now, out of Texas. So we're so happy to have you with us, Monica.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, Carrie.
Yes. Well, this is just the beginning. So I wanted to turn to some of the talk of what you're planning to do right here on our broadcast. I understand that there's some things that you kind of want to address, and you're going to do it. You're going to use your time to do it right here on our broadcast. So what are some of the things that kind of jump out at you that you might want to share with our listeners? And just give us a little preview today.
Well, one of the things that strikes me first and foremost would be things that I thought about while being on quarantine. And one of those things that jumped out to me was, are you doing hair or doing business? And when I say that, there are some people that were not eligible for a lot of the things that were offered to self-employed or small business entities because they did not have their business in order. So they're just doing hair. They're going in, they're doing the client, they're getting that immediate gratification of hand, of money in hand, and moving along instead of having their business set up to be recognized as an actual business entity. So I thought that was important.
Well, before you go there, that's a plan. What you've just said is a plan, and you really hit it on the head with just the immediate gratification of getting paid. And kind of, it reminds me of back in those days when I would go into the shops, into the salons, largely back in the mid-90s, there were not very many computers there, and if at all. And it was just a cash, everybody just had cash in and cash out. And,
oh, my God, and we were burning a hole in our hands.
Yes, it was just a very different business. But you're right. There were so many folks out here who could not necessarily take advantage of some of these amazing opportunities that seem to have arisen from this awful, dreadful situation that we find ourselves in terms of quarantine, et cetera. But I have to say, folks like yourself who are out here making a difference, and reminding us of this. So, mm-hmm. you know, helping folks to just stay focused on business. Don't just do hair, as you were pointing out. You know, you got to do business, and you got to look long term. And this is one of those ways to do it is by participating with the show. So we love this. Now, what else do we have on the list? I guess I'm trying to say.
Client and stylist boundaries.
What is that? Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, you know, you tend to, especially, you know, we get a lot of clients that come in and you get that type of friendship rapport with them because of the things that they share with us, the things that we talk about. And some clients tend to take that over the line and not recognize the boundaries of client and professional.
Mm.
That this is still, once again, this is still a business. So love you, sis, but there won't be any hookups. And when you're trying to establish that boundary, sometimes it causes a little tension. And so it does make it an uncomfortable situation a lot of times for the client and the stylist. But if those boundaries are set in the very beginning, once again, reverting back to that first topic, establishing yourself as a business, then there's no need to feel that those boundaries would ever be crossed.
Wow.
That makes
I think
sense?
That says it all to me. I love that at the beginning. See, that's the real key. You can
mm-hmm.
always address things, you know, if you kind of even allude to it at the beginning. Now, you may have to go back later and you might need to, you know, refine it or retool
mm-hmm.
it or whatever. But if you kind of address it, at least it makes it so much easier. And that,
right.
again, like you said, it goes back to professionalism. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a little more. Less tense and uncomfortable because I've seen a lot of the younger stylists
mm-hmm.
get uncomfortable when the situation gets out of hand and they're like, well, how do I fix it? And I don't want to lose my client if I say don't, you know.
Exactly.
So,
well, speaking of losing clients, I happen to know, because I took a peek at your list, so I happen to know this already, that, you know, that sometimes the stylist might be afraid that they might lose a client. You know, about pricing, you know, there
yes.
comes a time that, yeah, I want you to talk to this because this is huge right now about prices. A lot of the salons, the stylists have decided to increase their prices, and rightfully so in
yes.
my book. But what can you say about this whole price increase topic?
You know, I was once that stylist in my younger in my young, the earlier
the young
part of my
Monica,
career,
okay.
Where I was scared too, and I mean it's a legitimate fear because the clients come in and they're used to coming in and paying a certain price, but nobody once again ever thinks of us as a business, and we have to be able to keep up with what's happening with the rest of the economy. So when the groceries and the gas go up, hey, we need to be able to afford it too. So it gets a little scary. Like, will they leave me because they're so used to? But I think at that particular time, it has to be explained in a way where they can actually empathize with the whole situation. Like, hey, you know, this is a business. This is what I'm going to need to do. And, you know, I really kind of need you to respect it. But right now, like you said, coming off of the quarantine, we've all had to be put in a situation where we're taking less clients, but we're still working the same amount of hours. And so at that particular time, it's like, hey, how do I compensate or how do I get back to what I'm used to making? And I've heard a lot of the stylists feel real uncomfortable with doing price increases. But, you know, you got to kind of just, once again, for me, it's all about being respected as a professional. It's easier to get it accomplished if they respect you and understand that it's a business than it is if it's like, well, hey, girl, I'm just going to go up to $100 today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
That
so I don't
true.
Know.
Well, you know how I weigh in on this, and there are so many different things and so many different ways to look at it.
But mm-hmm. the biggest thing for me is that right now everybody is sharing in this awful, dreadful nightmare for the world, literally. So
right.
it should not be a surprise. If it is right. a surprise to you that I may need to go up a few, $3 or $4 or $5 or whatever it is to account for your safety and security while you're entrusting me with your hair care, then you need more than I could do just fixing the hair on your head. So,
but you know what, though, Carrie?
Yes.
I'm sorry. But you know,
no,
a
I
lot
love
of,
it. Go ahead.
I've seen some of the women feel like because we were all off that we should be a little more lenient in our pricing as opposed to increasing the prices. Like some of them feel like we should go down in price because
really?
It's all worse. Yeah,
now,
that's
hold it,
right.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, you know, I haven't been working. So, you know, it's really, yeah.
You mean they feel that you should boundaries. Actually be going down on your prices where you,
yeah.
oh, my.
That whole hookup mentality, there goes again. Friendship, deals, and boundaries. Like,
oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Well, that doesn't
yeah.
sound like it'll go over too well. That's going to hit like a thump on the floor. I can't imagine. Wow, that's interesting.
Yes.
I'm
like, why are you charging me this much? You weren't charging this before. Like, okay.
Oh, my. Well, you know, that's awful. I can only say that's awful because I look at it that, you know, we've had all these amazing folks on our show. And so I get mm-hmm. a close-up, you know, view and great education and information. I remember where we had Nurse Leslie, who is the actual ED. She's the educational director for Barbicide,
mm-hmm.
right here on our broadcast. And she
okay.
walked everybody through everything that they need to be doing. And this was at the height of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I have the podcast out there. It's on Spotify and across
mm-hmm.
my podcast platforms. You can just Google Carrie Hines podcasts and all that will come up, but with Nurse Leslie and so many others. But the thing that really shocked me is that, and not just with them, but all of the extra expenses that I found associated with reopening. And then
mm-hmm.
if that's not enough, having much less clients and having to space people out, and even those businesses who relied on the walk-ins for a big percentage or a big bulk of their business, they had to look for other options. So
mm-hmm.
to me, it's like if you want this salon or barbershop or whatever to be in your community, then this is a part of supporting them. And,
yes.
You know, I'm blown away because I look at these folks who provide the hair care as almost as these first type of responders, in my opinion, because they're out there, many of them, yes, their shops were largely closed during the height, but in some states, they were allowed to remain open to service those who were working through the pandemic.
Right,
so
right.
I just, you know, to me and to see, it was very jarring initially for me to see the stylists and barbers. You have to understand, you know, to see everybody looking like they're going in to do surgery. That's how it looked to me. I'm sure I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I was just, you know, it's a different day. It's a different day. And, you know, so I just want to officially salute you and all the professionals in the industry. We love you guys. We are true advocates for the industry. This is a platform that will promote the entire industry. We just don't hold the needle over to one type of hair or one
mm-hmm.
type of this or one type of that. It's all inclusive. We welcome everybody to the broadcast for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So speaking of welcoming to the broadcast, we're happy to have you with us. We really are. We're just excited. Yes. So, folks, we've been chatting.
I'm pumped up.
Yes, well, let me tell you, Monica. Monica is with us, everybody. You're just bringing up just a ball of energy to all of this, and there's so many amazing topics. I'm just blown away that you are with us, and we've got you. We've got you right here. So, Monica, now, what about down the road? What would you like to see happen in the industry? What's your next move? We know you're coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're gonna just turn it out here. But what else would you like to see out there happen for Miss Monica?
For Miss Monica, my future plans in the industry. For the most part, like I said, my whole thing right now that's big to me and close to my heart is being able to help these women with hair loss. I want to be able to educate as many stylists and barbers as I can so that we can kind of get ahead of this. I want to be able to get a center open because, for the most part, you mentioned earlier, it's harder for us African-American women and men to find someone to service them with those particular issues. If you look around, it doesn't really, we're not marketed to, I'll put it that way. So it's harder to find us. So I want to make sure that I get it out there as much as I can. And I want to get as many stylists and barbers connected to maybe even do our own group in different cities to be able to address that particular issue.
Well, I can actually piggyback on what you've just said, and we love that here, Monica. The good news is that we've already started on that path and on that road right here on our show, on the Hair Radio mm-hmm. Morning Show. We've got a gentleman that we're going to make sure that you are turned and tuned into, Cade. He does a program called Mr. Trichology. Right now it's mm-hmm. on Thursday mornings here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to invite you to participate with that and just really help to address the needs of this community. I think that you guys would be a great team. So we're going to definitely make the connection and introduction. And I just have to say, you're on the right path. You are on the right path, Ms. Monica. Now let me just say this. Is there anybody that you would like to just shout out to this morning?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to say, hey, Ma. My mother's in Byron, Mississippi, and, you know, she's one of my biggest supporters. Then my son, he's in Vegas. He's probably runner-up next to my mom. And then my brother, he's in Indiana. So we're all over the place. I just want to say, hey, you guys, and, you know, I love you. And there's my shout-out.
Well, I'm loving it. You guys, this has been a wonderful interview, and we're just so excited to have you on to be included now in the lineup here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've been chatting with Monica out of the Dallas area this morning. Okay, Monica, I want to, again, thank you so much for being with us on the broadcast.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
All right. Well, folks, I just want to say thank you so very much. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more. Right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and it is Wednesday morning. It's May 19th of 2021. It's our broadcast show number 564, show number 564. And if it's Wednesday morning and it's 8:30 Eastern time, then it's time for us to bring to our airwaves the one and only, live from California, Mr. Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. Good morning. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Mr. Carey Hines. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to have you with us live on the air. Now, we've got a lot to get this morning. So we're going to lead on in and kick off with some encouraging words of inspiration. As I said, you know, each week you kind of start us off with this, and boy, is it so much needed. So anything you want to share with our listeners, and then we're going to dive on in to some great hair talk this morning. Troy Ballard.
Well, you know, it's important, you know, that we develop a prayer life, you know, and that's our communication, direct line to God. And we thank God for Jesus, who's our Lord and Savior, on this morning. So, you know, when I start my day off, I always be like, Father, I thank you for another day. This is a day that I've not yet seen. But on today, Lord, I ask that you would allow me to be a blessing to somebody, Lord. I thank you for the gift that you've given to me, God, and I know they're making way for me. So, Lord, I just thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. And, Lord, as we go throughout this day, Lord, let one be mindful. You know, each one reach one and each one teach one. Iron definitely sharpens iron. And I know that, Lord, you just got to love your neighbor as yourself, Lord. Even when they don't love you the same way you love them, you continue to love them regardless. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you. And it's in Jesus' name I always pray. Amen. So, Carrie, there all is right. My inspiration for the morning. Right. Amen.
Thank you. Wow. Well, that's definitely the way to get us started here on the broadcast each day. And it's early out there in California. You're literally getting up early just to be with us each week right here on the broadcast. And we love it. I absolutely appreciate
it.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's coming along really well. And we're going to be getting into a whole lot more things that you have no idea about just yet. On the way. We've got a whole lot to get into, even today. You know, first I want to kind of lead on in with some industry news. You guys know we have the Road to Healthy Hair workshop starting in, coming back in August. It's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday of this year. We're talking about 2021. Yes, 2021. Everything is coming out of the pandemic, and so we are definitely going to get this back on, literally on the road. Again, it's the Road to Healthy Hair workshop. It's happening at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Basically, it's outside. So we have 10,000 square feet outside. So it'll be kind of right alongside the building. And then we have some space a little bit apart from that on the actual boardwalk, again, outside. And then we have some little room on the inside that actually is kind of a spacious room, but we'll make sure that it has socially distanced folks so we can do some workshops and things like that on the inside. So we're right on the first floor in by the elevator in the building. So all of that's coming up this summer. We've got folks buying tickets. We've got folks, trying to book their hotel rooms. We've got vendors going to be there. We've got folks who are going to be passing by. So it's going to be quite a bit happening. Again, you don't want to miss Atlantic City in August. There's no better place to be than the shore in August. So I wanted to get that on across. And I know
Right, and I know Bronner Brothers is coming up, I believe, that following weekend, so we want to give them a shout-out. Smooth Black, any of your great experiences you want to share with us? Do you ever get to go to the shows, and what do you think about all of these things?
Well, you know, as a student, you know, I was always curious. I want to know what's out there, who's doing it, and how they're doing it. But when I became an educator, I was able to travel. And Bronner Brothers was one of the stops that I made every year for about 7 years in a row. It was awesome experience that, you know, so many aspects of the industry when you go in and you see the major retailers in there and people just in there wanting information, wanting knowledge, you know. So each company representing their brand and, you know, how they, you know, do their application through their product line. And then you also have hair companies there. I mean, it's just amazing. But, you know, at one time it's like you think of a pandemic. God, I thank you. We didn't have it then because we were bumper to bumper. You know, you walk through the crowd, it's just so many people. But, you know, everybody getting along.
True.
Great stage performances, some great artists out there. Man, it was just some beautiful thing. The competitions, you know, man, you know, all my comrades. All
the
my
excitement,
fellow,
right?
Yes, yes, awesome. So, you know, another thing to look for, you know, the road to healthy hair, you know, people coming out, you know, seeking education and knowledge, you know. And then, you know, it's about healthy hair anyway. So if you learn to, you know, I always learn if you take care of the hair definitely take care of you, Carrie.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I'm so happy to have you with us. And I'm actually trying to make both our wonderful Road to Healthy Hair workshop in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel. Of course, again, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then try to zoom on down to Atlanta area to be part of the Bronner Brothers event. I have to shout out to Bernard Bronner. He came to our actual expo that we had back in 2019, along with John Blasingame and the great-great-granddaughter of Madam Walker, Alelia Bundles, was there. We had a power panel, I call it, of folks, and it was just wonderful. There's some footage out there of that, and Darius Peace was there from out of Atlanta area, and so many other notables. And also, I think I had in my like our little area upstairs, I think I had some other folks. Condor was there. I mean, we just had a lot of wonderful people who dropped by. You never know who's going to be at the hair show. So that's wonderful news, wonderful good stuff. Listen, I want to turn to some hair talk, though. This is hair talk, but some other hair talk this morning. It's the summertime, and everybody's talking about summer hair care. And I want to get into a little bit of that. We've got Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black, with us on the line, live from California, from Southern California. What can you tell us? What are you doing in the shop these days? What's going on with summer hair care?
Well, summer hair care, you know, it's not just summer hair care. You know, with my clients, it's all year, you know. One thing I try to tell my students and people that I share is, with, you know, you got to develop a relationship with your clients in which they entrust their head to you. You know, and most people now that, you know, you mature, you grow, as you mature and you grow and you develop your skills, you should be able to charge more, but then you'll be able to attract a different type of clientele also. So, you know, I'm blessed to have business people, you know, doctors, lawyers, you know, people who have to keep an image. So it's important not only that they look good, but, you know, and if they're taking care of their body and their health, you know, everything's going to come out through your hair. So if you're healthy, your hair is going to be healthy. But now it comes to the stylist, our portion of it. You know, when I see my client once a week or twice a month, you know, or, you know, because it's so many facets of it. Because if I went into talking about commercial hair and installations of weaves and wigs, and there's so many things that are going on right now, Carrie. But this summer is going to be hot, Carrie, you know. But some women, you know, are you know, really going short and being bold this season. I say, you know, going short, natural, to, you know, barber cuts, to tapers, to, you know, the texturizer look with the parts, with the color, you know, pre-lighting that hair,
yeah.
Then drop a hot bed on it. You know, it's so much going on with the blues, the greens, you know, to capture. And when it's short, you can, you know, change it so more often and be more versatile with your look. I love short hair. Predominantly 80% of my clientele is short hair. And what I'm known for is my cutting. So if you get that cut right, you get the color right, you're going to get your money right, Kerry. Our industry right now is booming, Kerry. I mean, really, you know, and now that the pandemic is over, they're allowing us to operate. But even before the pandemic, you know, as cosmetological entrepreneurs, you know, first thing we learn in beauty college is sanitation. So, you know, so we've always been on that. But now with the social distancing and everything, we're making those adjustments. Because you got to be ready for the future, you know. And, you know, what I do is encourage others. When I didn't know how to, I went and paid for education. You know, and they say knowledge is supposed to be sold, not told. But, you know, a lot of things, you know, you go to school for a four-year education, you know, you should be able to graduate with a good degree. Now, you know, we as professional hairdressers, as they want to call us, we have a PhD. And how we communicate effectively with our clientele. So in order to build that clientele, care,
very
it
important.
Because without a client, you're nothing. There's a lot of licensed cosmetologists out there without a clientele today because they're stagnant. There's the ones that was sitting in the salon, carry, and, I'm not going to go to the show, but I'm going, you know. But when I come back from the show, I got something new, creative, I can introduce to my clients. I learned a new cut, learned a new technique or something that's going to help me take my knowledge to the next level. Because once I learn to take care of the hair, Kerry, then learn how to not only keep it healthy, but give it a great look. I always tell my clients, I said, whatever we're doing, we can achieve it. You know, we don't have to weave it. We can achieve it. We can grow healthy hair. You know, so that's what it's all about. But for the ones who have a form of alopecia or hair normality, those are the ones that we're going to let's go on and add some hair and this and that. But the most part is what I want, you know, to educate my clients is like, you know, what is your lifestyle like? You know, what are you doing? Because we want this upkeep. When you leave my chair, I need you to represent me because now you're my marketing tool, whether they see, understand it or not. So I always equip them with business cards. But not only that, I retail them my product that I'm using currently on their hair. You know, I've been an educator for over 20 years with three major hair companies and Design
Let's
Essentials
talk about
gave
that
me my
a little
life.
Bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Design Essentials and go ahead.
McBride Research Laboratories, man, they had an educational system still booming today, gave me my start through that company where, you know, go in as a candidate and you got to study, and before you leave, they put you amongst your peers, and how much knowledge did you retain? You pick a product, and then you have to speak on what you know about the product. So it's like not only that, you got to know
the
ingredients.
See, I would be so nervous going out and talking in front of people at a show about the products. Was that hard to do, you know, when you first start going out there? Because we have so many hairstyles, and I've talked with them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, where they want to be brand ambassadors. They want to be platform artists, you know, but they quite often don't know how to get started. They don't have these product companies kind of, you know, beating down their door just yet because they're not known. So what kind of advice and what do you tell these folks who are looking to become brand ambassadors, who are looking to talk about products and have that ease that Smooth Black has? A.K.A. Troy Ballard, with all of this. What do you say to those folks?
Well, you know, I was fortunate, Gary, when distributor approached me and asked me would I like to audition to be a Design Essentials platform artist. And
he said audition, you see? Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had to fly myself to Atlanta, put myself in the hotel, but they taught that weekend, and by the end of the weekend, how much knowledge did you retain, and your presentation, your look, your ability to do hair, number one, Because if you can do hair already, that's half the test. The other thing is just to retain the knowledge of the product, you know, what's the ingredients in it, and then you can tell them why and the wins and the hows, you know, what are the benefits of doing this procedure, you know, because now you're dealing with sodium hydroxide, you're getting into chemicals, so, you know, different forms of relaxers that are out, you know, being for so advanced. Now you used to have a super, you know, a mild and, you know, relaxer, and it's like, well, which one fits your hair, you know? But now they got one relaxer for all strengths of the hair. Different companies have formulated different ways to, after the relaxing, they condition some, neutralize, you know, or stabilize, whatever, you know. But the terminology, you know, it was a must. You must learn, you know, when I'm using, because currently I'm with Laron Hair Care System, which is an awesome product, because anything I'm using, I stand behind, you know, and each one of the companies that I work for helped launch me, gave me opportunity to go out and be amongst my peers. See, one thing a lot of people were fearful of getting in front of their peers, I may have the knowledge inside me, but now how do I express it to communicate directly to the audience? And you got to remember that, you know, when I first started, you know, I got threw out there, Carrie, you know, and I started doing in-salon classes where I go into one salon, but my main thing was to know my product. I can already do hair. Mm-hmm. That was no problem. But knowing the product that I'm using, the benefits of it, and being able to express it. But now I can go in and physically you can see me relax the hair and the way I apply my relaxer. Is it a relaxer retouch, or is it you know, a virgin relaxer? You know, so it's different. You know, knowing how to correctly relax hair is so important, because it's very caustic and it can cause burns and, you know, skin damage, and then you're dealing with your follicle and you may get hair loss, you know, from the chemical. But, you know, that's why it's so important that you base the scalp. And, you know, with the relaxer, the neutralizing process, you know, making sure you get all the chemical residue off that hair, and then back then conditioning, putting that protein back in the hair, strengthening and fortifying that hair. And from there, man, it's just everything is going to take off through your experience. You know, the more you do, the more you grow. I look back over the years when I first started shooting, you know, my work, and, you know, it's just amazing that I'm able to track the growth. You know, and now, wow. I'm at the top of my game. I don't want to brag or boast, you know, but Gary, God has been good to me. The hair business right now, for those who don't know, I encourage any male man to get into it. You know, it's, if you are an artist and you have creativity, and yeah, man, the sky is the limit. You know, this is the time, because this summer it's going to be hot, Gary, and I encourage somebody.
It's going to be amazing. Yes, exactly. And we're talking from coast to coast. You're out in California. I'm here in New York. Our show is down in New Jersey. We got folks coming from all over the country to our Road to Healthy Hair in August. That's mid-August. And for, let me just put it out there officially. If you want to find out more information about the Road to Healthy Hair workshop, we've got complete details online. Just simply go to www.hairnationexpo.biz. It's under our official brand. Hairnationexpo.biz is the website, and it'll access all that information, plus so much more. And I just want to say, I love everything that you were saying, Smooth. Like, listen, if you guys have kind of joined us a little late, we've been chatting right here on our show with the one and only hair industry superstar legend, Troy Ballard. You guys know him better out there, Smooth Black, from Southern California. And he's up early live with us on this Wednesday morning at 8:30. Between 8:30 and 9 each week right here. Now, I love the talk that you kind of mentioned earlier with the shortcuts, because is it not true for summer, you know, I think a lot of ladies don't want the hair all over their neck and all down, you know, their back per se. So is this, I guess you can always, like you mentioned about updos, but I'm thinking that the short styles, I think that's the perfect answer for that. But you tell me, Smooth Black, do you get more requests, you know, down to the short styles in the summer? What happened at the salon?
Carrie, at the salon, that's what I'm known for, my cutting ability, Carrie.
yes.
You know, like I say, predominantly 80% of my clientele is short, and, you know, as they're, you know, I already know what I'm doing, but it's like the people that are finding out what I'm doing are coming in groves now, you know. So my appointment book is just like, but everybody wants to cut that pixie, that short, the taper. They like the soft waves with the curls on the top, you know. But when you get the texture right and you got that hair healthy, you can do so much with it. And with the great cut, you can manipulate that hair, put that soft body wave in. That's what I love about LaRon setting lotion. You know, it, when you put that in that mousse, you are able to sculpt that wave pattern in there and set that hair. And then once you set your mold in, break the mold up, and then go in and set them curls in with your curling iron, you know. And it's just so many looks. And then when you get the color to make it pop, you know, it's like, and these are, you know, when they sit in my chair, you know, I'm communicating. I'm basically telling them what they need. And when they are, you know, when they have faith in me, they just sit there and allow me to, you know, create that look for them, Carrie. And that's a remarkable thing about what I do now, because every one of my clients got their own signature look. You know, that's why it's so important to learn how to cut. And if you get the cut right, you can get 101 different hairstyles out of one haircut. So when my clients come, you know, they got versatility. They don't have to look the same way with that one cut, you know. Rather, it's a bob on their shoulders, or even when it's long, you know, you layer it right, it's going to move.
Wow, I got to shout out your folks. LaRon, I want to make sure folks understand. It's spelled LaRan. So that's the LaRon company.
I love Lorenzo and Miss Wanda Griffin. They are remarkable people, and it's been a tremendous honor and a blessing to be able to work for a company that, you know, believes in education and preparing tomorrow's stylists for today. You know, that's what they're all about. And they're forerunners in the industry now. And I really thank God for the opportunity they have given me to work with them. And, you know, and together, you know, I always say I'm only 50% of a stylist. Once I find a product or a system and learn to incorporate it every day in my daily usage, because I'm going to know the benefits of, you know, I'm going to know how that relaxer works, you know, it's going to relax that hair. It's not going to overprocess it. It's not going to, you know, it's going to do what it's supposed to do, relax that hair and break down, the polypeptide chain on it. You know, just getting into the technical things of, but, you know, then to come back and have a conditioning that's remarkable, a moisture conditioner, reconstructing conditioner. That's just one conditioner. And you can just feel the hair as it, you know, it transitions, you know. And that's why I tell you, every step that someone's in their hair, when they come in, I'm already smelling the hair. And I can tell you what product you're using, you know, was that, you know, with this and that, you know. And it's like touch or feel, and, you know, looking at the hair texture, the new growth. You know, they'll come and say, I don't have no color, but I'm looking at your ends of your hair and your roots of your hair. And
those things. And I wouldn't even bother to try trying to fool a seasoned stylist. Forget that folks, you know, if you don't know now.
If you don't, you know. That's why important most people, if you do it, build a clientele, and if you're not that knowledgeable, you keep a client consultation report, you know. So when the new client come in, I want to know last time you relaxed, last time you had a permanent hair color. What was the semi-permanent? How well did it stain it, you know? You get into that cuticle of that hair and that, you know, just so many things, you know. And through time, I've made a lot of discoveries, Carrie. I wouldn't say mistakes.
Really?
When I discovered that, you know, that happened, and as a result of that, I'm not going to do that no more. But, you know, it's just, you know, learning, you know, educating yourself about, you know, your industry. If you're in the hair care, you know, learn every aspect of it, you know, from a child to an adult. But it's all about, I always challenge stylists to stay in their lane. Some people specialize in certain areas. They got some great women out there, men, you know, that install weaves, these lace fronts. You know, it's popular right now. It's trendy, you know,
right.
Hollywood
yeah,
look.
It's all the,
you know,
yeah,
but
all
my
the,
concern
all
is
rage.
What happens after. Yeah, but my concern is what happens after you take that lace front off. You know, what's going on with your scalp? You know, how's your scalp looking? How's that cuticle? How's that follicle? How's the, you know, how healthy is your hair underneath? We can create this look because
yeah.
even in Hollywood, they're shooting a scene. Once they shoot that scene, they take that hairpiece off and they wear their hair and go on home. A lot of women are wearing it as their own personal hair. You know, what I try to educate
That's
people,
right.
if you start losing hair, we need to stop adhering, whether you're using the glue, stop using that adhesive, you know, but just try to promote healthy hair and learn to take care of the hair and learn to grow the hair and cut it and color it and keep it healthy. And, man, you can't do nothing but prosper from there.
Troy Ballard, can we get you back here next week to talk about that? Because I love what you just said about, you know, when it's time to go home from those shoots, and especially, you know, for the industry folks and these, you know, these weaves are removed and what the adhesive might have done to this, you know, to the edges and all this. So we need to have more of those kind of conversations here. So hopefully we can talk about this next week right here, you know, during your broadcast, sir. Smooth Black again, Troy Ballard. You've been awesome as usual. Would you, you know, so what do you think about that? Any last thoughts? You want to begin closing us out with some awesome words of encouragement and inspiration that we can take with us into the next week?
First of all, to God be the glory. You know, I think that, you know, he's released me now to just go ahead and communicate to my people everything that he's put in my heart, everything that I've learned. I want to share, Carrie, and if we learn, you know, sharing is caring.
Awesome.
But right now, I just encourage stylists, you know, get up in the morning, thank God, put on a smiling face, and, you know, and get yourself together first. And then you go out, you're going to attract the people, you know, who you want to attract, you know. So, you know, it's always a difference when you see a young lady that's just in the industry and she's coming out and she'll come to work in her slippers and you're like, wait a minute, baby, you got to, you know, look, I want you to get, you know, try this week, you know. Put your best dress on, put your face on, you know, put your heels on, you know, get yourself together. Get yourself together going to work. You take them pumps off, put you some comfortable shoes on and go to work. You know, represent who you are.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I just want to
love
this.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. But in the end, you know, we thank God every day. And, you know, and hopefully everyone has
exactly.
a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, if this has been an opportunity to share with somebody, just think about, you know, where you've come from and where you're going. And that's the thing that we got to know, where are we going. So, Kara, thank you. And see you all next Wednesday.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, exactly. It's been an awesome day as well. Just awesome stuff. Smooth Black, if you missed any part of it, we'll share this online through our Facebook with all of those connects, as well as on Blog Talk. You'll be able to go back and listen to all of our archives. Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, we'll see you back here 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central, next Wednesday morning. And on tomorrow's show at 7:15 Live, we've got Lonnell Williams coming back to the show. He'll be with us for the hour. And then at 8 o'clock tomorrow, we have another edition, a brand-new installment for Hairpreneurs with Linda C. So you don't want to miss that. And we'll see you back here on tomorrow's show. Make it an awesome Wednesday. Thanks, Smooth Black. Hey,
thanks
so much. Shouting out California. Thanks again. We'll see you back here next week. Make it a great Wednesday morning. All right. Bye, everybody.